China now reporting 1,770 deaths since the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak began. Meanwhile, a group of Americans now they've been released from quarantine aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which was docked in Yokohama, Japan. And the State Department of the U.S. says two charter flights carrying those Americans headed to the U.S., where they have some of the people have already been repatriated. Ottawa also moving to get Canadians off the Diamond Princess and returned home by a charter flight. However, a timeline there has yet to be established. Now, this seems like a world away, but so many people in different parts of this country and in the United States have tested positive for the coronavirus. We decided to check in with Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, who is the Regional Medical Officer of Health. Dr. Fitzgerald, you've seen undoubtedly what's going on with the coronavirus around the world, COVID-19 as it's now called. Is Newfoundland and Labrador ready should something happen here?
Yes, so in Newfoundland and Labrador, we've been having regular meetings with our federal and other provinces and territories, and we've certainly are monitoring the situation very closely, and we have also been in regular meetings with our regional health authority counterparts, and we are certainly have plans in place to deal with any cases should they arise.
Are you aware of anybody who's presented themselves at an emergency room or at some medical facility who may have had a fear that they had this? Has there been any even a close call, if you will?
So as with any of these types of situations, there will be people who present wondering if they could possibly have been exposed. So we do deal with that as the cases come up. But the exposure risk right now is for people who have traveled to mainland China, particularly in the Hubei province, or if they've been in contact with known cases or people who have traveled to those areas who've been sick.
So unless you've been in that region or know somebody who's been there and you've been in contact with them, there's really no reason for you to worry here. Well, definitely in the island, but in Labrador as well?
Yes, so the risk in Canada for contracting the disease is low outside of if you haven't traveled to those areas or don't have those exposure risks.
So what have staff members done here in the medical field to prepare for this? I mean, is there a room where you've met and there's equipment in there or supplies? I mean, most people see the face masks and the hand washing going on. Is there something like that already in place or a contingency plan where people would have to go?
So we infection prevention and control measures are a routine part of healthcare every day for everything, right? So we have those routine precautions in place. But in addition to that, there are extra precautions. So if somebody presents to the emergency department and identifies that they've had a potential exposure, then the hospitals or the facilities are quite prepared to be able to isolate them and provide the appropriate protective equipment that needs to be worn in order for those patients to get the care that they need.
When you look at other viruses like H1N1, the bird flu, all these different things that we've heard about over the last couple of decades, we didn't seem to hear about this years ago. How does this compare, this COVID-19 coronavirus in comparison? I mean, you don't want to compare the number of deaths or people who are infected, but people seem to be very freaked out by this and insecure and concerned.
Yeah, and you know, we appreciate that concern. Anytime that there's a new virus that appears on the scene, it certainly does raise concerns, and that's why we're taking this very seriously, and we are monitoring it and preparing in case we do have cases. But this virus is a little bit different than others that we've seen before. It doesn't appear to cause as serious a disease in most people as other novel coronaviruses have. As this is an evolving situation, so we'll know. We're continuing to find out information every day, as you said yourself previously. So.
Well, and again, I mean, unless somebody has been to the region where this all started or been in contact with somebody, should somebody think they have this, what should they do in terms of presenting themselves to a medical official or, nurse, doctor, what have you?
Right. So if somebody is fearful, first of all, anyone who's returning from mainland China and will be screened through Canadian Border Services Agency screening officers, and if they're deemed to have been in the exposure area, they will receive information for what to do should they become symptomatic, or in the event that they travel to the Hubei province, we're asking people to stay at home and isolate themselves, even if they don't have symptoms. So that information will be passed out at the airports when they first, at their first port of entry of Canada. So then if they're here, then they will have that information. If that they're not a traveler but may have been in contact with someone and they're concerned that they may have had an exposure, certainly they can, if they're not extremely ill, they can call 811 to get some advice. 811 does have information to give them. And if they're presenting to their family doctor's office, we recommend that they call ahead to let their family doctor's office know that they've been exposed and that, or they have a possible exposure, and so that people are prepared so that they can be isolated when they walk into that office. And the same if they're sick enough that they need to go to the emergency department, then they're asking that they call ahead to let people know that they're coming so that the emergency department can be prepared to institute the appropriate isolation precautions.
Dr. Fitzgerald, thanks for your time and thoughts on this. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you.